Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB. This week, the GGB Podcast sits down with Derek Stevens, the owner and CEO of the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, which has been open for over a year and his vision for the future of the property. The GGB Podcast is sponsored in part by Konami Gaming, now delivering Lucky Envelope to casinos across the U.S. on its award-winning Dimension 49J cabinet. She's a Detroit man, deuce and a quarterback. Big block, she'll do all the work so we can ride in style. Leather on those bucket seats. Derek Stevens arrived in Las Vegas in 2006 when he and his brother purchased the Golden Gate Casino at the entrance to Fremont Street. A few years later, they added the former Fitzgerald Casino, now known as the D Casino Hotel. And just last year, Stevens opened the crown jewel of his properties, the first brand new casino on Fremont Street in more than 50 years, the Circa Resort and Casino. Circa features the world's largest sportsbook and a pool experience unlike anything in the world. Stevens spoke with me at his offices in Circa in February. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Derek Stevens, the owner and president of Circa and several other casinos downtown. Derek, it's great to see you again. It's been a while. This property debuted, about a year ago now?
Yeah, hotel opened up just a little over a year ago.
Right,
so
right.
We've got our first year under our belt.
Yeah, it's been an amazing property. But in fact, when we started discussing our cover story for our April issue, which is on video poker, the first thing that came to my mind is the long bar in D. And then I remembered Mega Bar is even bigger here. So we said, let's get a picture there. And we had our photographer out here this morning, and he did a great job. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to do. So let's start with some video poker questions. Why is video poker so important to your property? Properties, not only this one, but the D and the Golden Gate as well.
Well, we always thought it was so important, and the way our casinos are laid out, with Long Bar, we knew we had 10 years worth of history of seeing
sure.
how much play the VP machines had at Long Bar. So when we opened up Mega Bar, what we wanted to do is we wanted to do a link.
Right.
We just hoped that we thought that would help grow the progressives a little
right.
more quickly, and then we added in Overhang Bar to it as well. So on our video poker link, I think we've got somewhere around, it's pretty close to 100 machines or so.
Right.
So these progressives can motor. Oh, yeah, on the Golden Gate.
Right.
So these progressives can kind of motor along pretty quickly.
Right. So they're all linked between the D, the Golden Gate, and Circa.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Do you have different games at the D and Golden Gate, or are they pretty much the same?
No, the way we do it with the link, we set up the game set.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the specific games all have the progressives that are all tied in together.
Right. Okay, great.
We had a crazy one that happened last weekend.
Really?
Our $5, mm-hmm. which it seeded at 20,000.
Right.
It hit a record here. It just hit last week. The Royal climbed all the way up to like close to $33,000.
Wow. Wow.
So you don't really see progressives that get to north of 30%+
sure,
off the base rate too
yeah.
often.
That's when you start getting hit by the big players, though, right?
Oh, yeah. There was a group about 10 guys that came in, or 10 people in a team. And,
yeah.
I think they made the determination they weren't leaving until somebody hit it.
Right.
And they got it.
Did they? Great, great. So, obviously, compared to slots, video poker is much more favorable to the players. So how important is it to offer your players the best pay tables?
Well, I think that the thing that we try to blend is we try to blend very good pay tables
mm-hmm.
with a great consumer experience.
Right.
Pretty liberal on the free drink component.
Sure.
And I think pretty great as far as the interaction with bartenders and the backdrop.
Right.
Obviously our backdrops are generally all sports.
Sure, right.
So we try to do something like that. We're not in the, the 99.8 market.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the market that we're in, we provide some pretty great value.
Yeah, and to have the bartenders have that kind of interaction, I know the guys at the D were very very personable. Really a lot of interaction between them and the players. So that's really important too, to get them trained correctly, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you know, you do have do you differentiate between the points that you can earn at slots versus video poker?
We do. I think most companies do that, and it's just really due to the fact that hold percentages are quite a bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Circa then, how it's performed since you opened. There was obviously we had the pandemic in between here, but it seemed to have really ramped up since then. I mean, I know when you reopened, people flooded into the door. So are you happy with the way it's performed so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything played out overall pretty well. Effectively, this was a 5-year project, and when the pandemic hit in March of 2020, we knew that we were going to be opening in 2020.
Right.
So it's not as if you halt the project when you're, let's say, 85% of the way done.
Mm-hmm.
In retrospect, I feel very fortunate that we didn't halt. We were never really going to, but obviously there were those questions came up from lawyers,
sure,
and other
right.
bankers and things like that. Hey, are you gonna hold off now because we don't know what's gonna happen? And we really never considered it. But in retrospect, if we would have held off,
mm-hmm.
what a calamity that would have been.
Sure,
for
right.
a lot of different reasons. First, the last 8 months of the build here,
mm-hmm.
We still had to procure quite a bit of material.
Right.
Well, with what happened with the pandemic, you had
like clear streets.
You've got all kinds of issues.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
you don't have a construction crew
right.
any longer. All the trades, basically scattered outside
sure.
of Vegas.
Right.
It's not as if you can, snap your fingers and just round up the team again.
Sure, right, yeah.
So that would have been a problem. Then we would have had massive, massive supply chain issues.
Yeah.
I had a meeting last week that the topic came up saying, hey, just think, if you were just starting at Circa right now,
right.
and it was going to be completed, let's say, 3 years from now, how much more would it have cost? And the numbers
yeah, right.
were stunning. And the answer, it was just the actual cost of the project would have been probably
right.
a couple $100 million more.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing is, you probably couldn't get it done in 3 years because you just don't have access to all the raw materials you need.
Sure,
you just don't have the ability to now kind of successfully bring a project together because there's too much uncertainty. It could
right.
be on glass, it could be on concrete, it could be on textiles, it could be on carpet. I mean, even right now, it's beyond belief, the lead time for something that everyone kind of took for granted, the lead time on getting a slot machine.
Yeah.
Some slot machines are, 6-7 months out.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy. So you're happy that you stuck to that schedule and in terms of the revenue that's coming in, or is that in your projections?
Yeah. I mean, we did just fine. So
yeah.
We were able to, something that maybe most casino fans wouldn't think of. Certainly, I wouldn't have thought about this 20 years ago, but we had a big, big step that happened in September last year. We were able to refinance our original construction loan
mm-hmm.
and turn it into a normal conforming bank loan.
Right.
That's a real big step within
sure.
our organization, and effectively why it's a real big step is because they reduced interest rate by 8%. So
sure.
so it's a big,
yeah.
Everybody understands what it's like to refi your mortgage
for
at
sure,
a
yeah.
lower
right.
rate.
And nowadays it might be going up, so
yeah.
I'm glad you're glad you locked it in, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So your sports book obviously was a talk of the town when you first opened, along with the pools. But I was just down there, and it still looks spectacular. I mean, what kind of reaction did you get from your customers when they first showed up, and as it continued to really do well?
Yeah, everything we really designed here is we really wanted to create those wow moments.
Right.
And the world's largest sports book is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out of the door at Legacy Club on the roof, that's
right.
another wow moment.
Right.
And then when you walk into Stadium Swim, you get that wow moment.
Sure.
So That's how we designed them, and they're working out as they were designed. So it's been great.
So Super Bowl was a big success this year for you?
It was amazing. The energy inside our venues and outside our venues.
Right.
We threw 7 big game parties.
Yeah.
The smallest was 150 people. We had a 750, 1,000. We had Stadium of Swim was about 3,000. And then our downtown Las Vegas Event Center, that was the biggest big game bash.
Right.
We did a little over 8,000 out there for one party. So it's pretty cool. Vegas, when Super Bowl came, there's no question that the pent-up demand around the country was strong.
Yeah, for sure. Well, now we're going to have a March Madness coming up. First normal March Madness in 3 years. So are you projecting really good numbers for that one as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even with what happened with, the Rams-Bengals Super Bowl here, 3 weeks ago, March Madness will blow that away.
Yeah.
Some of it has to do with the fact that, when people were in that booking window to come out to Vegas for Super Bowl, there was still a little bit of residual concern.
Right.
And remember, in Nevada, one of the big things that occurred was that masks were eliminated the Thursday night before Super Bowl. So I think there were still quite a few people that were holding off.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend, great, great weekend. But now March Madness has just kind of exploded in volume. March Madness will set every record ever, like anywhere, countrywide, statewide, Nevada-wide, Vegas-wide, by a wide margin this year.
Yeah, and of course it stretches over 3 weeks, so that helps.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of the hotel, is your occupancy rate, is it what you projected, what you felt it would be?
Yeah, I mean, since the day we opened, our ADR's a little higher than what we thought we would be able to get, and occupancy's been great, so it's very good. I just left literally half an hour ago. I left our hotel rate meeting. We do this once a week here, and it's good. The bookings have been solid, and I'm back to the old days where I can't wait to go to my casino host meeting tomorrow. That's full of arguments because we don't have enough suites.
Sure, absolutely. So you've become known as the big bet taker here in downtown. Has that been working out for you? Have been taking the big bets or?
Well, it works out sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
We took an awful lot of six figure bets on Super Bowl. We took 7-figure bet.
Yeah.
That 7-figure bet was on Cincinnati plus 4.5.
Okay.
So the players had a good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
I bet that too. So then
there you go.
Inspired by the gift-giving tradition of the red envelope, Konami's Lucky Envelope Premium Slot Series is bringing mystery cash prizes to players. Guests can open up their luck with mystery jackpot events, instant symbol-driven credit prizes, and more. See the video and download the brochure by visiting KonamiGaming.com/LuckyEnvelope. And now back to our podcast. You're also running the sports books at Joe G. Simone's Pass Casinos and a couple of other places in town. Has that been working out for you?
Yeah, I mean, at the Pass, it gives some customers the flexibility if you happen to live in that area to pop in. Our location at Tuscany has been really just outstanding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To go along with our three here in downtown, we're looking forward to adding another location here shortly.
Okay, great.
I can't really announce it yet, but we're very excited about our sixth Nevada location coming on in Nevada, and then we've been up in Colorado for a little over a year. We've been up in Iowa for 6 months, and. And we look forward to growing circus sports in some additional states.
Yeah, no question. Are you looking at some of the other states then to put it in as well?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, the reputation it's getting is really great. I think that's what's really worked out well on the house. So it's been kind of a chilly winter here in Vegas. Has the pool thing worked as you thought it would when we first started? I remember when I first interviewed you, you said, well, you know, we can have pools in Vail, Colorado. Why can't we have them here? And obviously it's worked. But when it was really kind of cold here, does it still work?
I'll tell you what, when it's cold in Vegas, which doesn't happen all that often,
right.
But when it's cold and windy, yeah, it could get pretty chilly.
Yeah.
but when it's cold and windy and you hold your, let's say this is the water level.
Yeah.
And you hold your beer right here and your neck's right here, it's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. So people have been utilizing it, in all kinds of weather then.
Yeah, absolutely. It is kind of funny though when you go out there at night, let's say there's a big hockey game or basketball
sure.
game on.
Right.
And there's a lot of people at the pool. And everybody's like with water up to here, holding their beers up. But it's kind of a funny look. But it's kind of one of those things. I mean, with the dark sky in Vegas
yep.
and that big 143-foot screen, and you're hanging around with some friends,
yeah.
with girlfriends or couples, whatever the case may be, it's pretty cool to be out in a body of water in Vegas
sure.
Watching
sure.
a game.
Yeah. So what's the percentage of people that are in the hotel versus locals that you get in the pool areas?
Well, I would say hotel guests equate to about 20% of
okay.
the stadium swim. Maybe a little bit more in the wintertime, but I guess maybe 20% on a big day like Super Bowl or March Madness, it might only be a couple of percent. So,
yeah, okay.
80% are from individuals that are not staying in one of our three hotels.
Okay, so they could be staying in another hotel, but they'll come here for the pools.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Great. So is there, you just mentioned how great your occupancy rate is. Is there room for expansion here? I mean, another tower somewhere maybe?
No, I don't know about a tower, but I can tell you is that we've got a couple of pretty cool projects going on this year. A lot of people don't realize, but. On the third floor here, which is where we're at, it's
right.
our corporate office.
Right.
So we're kind of sandwiched here. We got Stadium Swim above us,
right.
about
yeah.
about 60 feet, and we got the two levels of the casino below us, where we're at, where we're doing this interview. On the other element of the third floor, this is a project that we've got that starts first week of April,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be our new ballroom.
Okay.
All our new meeting space, all of our private meeting rooms, things like that. We've had actually a number of people in that space because it was just empty, it was shelled out.
Right.
We weren't planning on doing anything with it until we got to a phase two.
Mm-hmm.
But last year we noticed that by March Madness we didn't have no space in the casino, so we used
sure.
it as overflow to watch games.
Right.
And then that was a kind of a cool little event. We thought, wait a second, why don't we have put our pay-per-views up there? So,
right.
so we've had a lot of UFC and a lot of boxing, and
mm-hmm.
We've just called it our fight warehouse.
Okay, great, great. So, but you're going to build that out into
we're going to build that out into our ballroom and all the other
okay.
Meeting rooms.
You have some meeting space also in the D. Have you been utilizing that for the same kind of things?
Oh yeah, weddings, conferences.
Yeah.
Super Bowl parties, mm-hmm. Banquets, things like that.
Okay. So you can bring more groups in if you have an actual ballroom in this place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, you've been an advocate for downtown for, since before you bought the Golden Gate. And are you really happy with the way downtown has really developed over the years?
Yeah. I mean, time goes by. I can't believe I showed up here in 2006. But
right.
Downtown's evolved.
Yeah.
And it's been great to see... these various entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
and people show up downtown and investors and seeing the projects that they've built. I think the amount of new projects going on in downtown, when I say downtown, let's say in a 10 block radius from where we're located
right.
here at Circa, I would say today there's probably more investment going on within 10 blocks than any time in my last 16 years.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I noticed they're having a Todd English Hotel right up the street here, and, of course, the Downtown Grand has expanded, and, everybody seems to be excited down here.
Yeah, and all these new housing projects,
mm-hmm,
a bunch of new developers have come in from Austin, Boulder, projects that are now, that have just opened recently, and a lot of projects that have just put shovels in the ground here in the last month and will in the next couple months.
Right, right. And of course, your neighbor across the street there at the Plaza, and they're doing a great job as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it's an exciting time. So in the Fremont Street Experience, is they just did a new canopy, more lights in the canopy, more that was pretty impressive when I saw that for the first time. Are you happy with the way that's going?
Yeah, that worked out great. I mean, having a canopy you can run basically 24 hours a day,
yeah.
That's been great. It's provided an opportunity to bring more people down here, mm-hmm. more daytime events, some sponsorship opportunities, so it's been good.
Sure. And music festivals are also a big part of downtown now. They started with Life is Beautiful. I know there's a couple of others that are now doing it down here. I mean,
yeah.
And of course, you have the event center behind the D. I mean, do you share that with the people who are putting these things on, or you just do it yourself?
Well, the event center is what we run. But
right.
You know, I mean, I'm on the board of the Fremont Street Experience, so mm-hmm. we work together. We try not to book on the same days.
Sure, right.
Fremont Street Experience has the summer concert series.
Right.
They've got a lot of events. We try to make sure that we're not stepping on anyone's toes. I would say that the thing that's a little bit different is, you know, the events at the event center, just because the venue is so much larger.
Right.
It's more orientated towards ticketed events mm-hmm. or festivals,
right?
Whereas Fremont Street Experience is more orientated around like one night shows mm-hmm. and getting people down here and then
right.
getting all the casinos.
Sure, sure, no question. So, you know, what's next for you? I mean, are you happy downtown, or are you interested in ever looking at the Strip or anything like that?
Oh man, I could tell you that. I mean, when I first bought the first property on this square block
right.
at Vegas Club, I mean, that was August of 2015.
Right.
So it was 5 years trying to get this up and going.
Right.
And remember, I'm really not a developer. I'm an operator.
Right.
And I'm proud
mm-hmm.
to say I'm an operator. So after 5 years in the development side, I mean, fortunately, I was able to still operate the Golden Gate in the
right.
D. But no, I'm just enjoying operating this property. Like you said earlier, we just finished our first year, so
right.
I've only gotten one lap under my belt here. I've only had basically,
right.
you know, one March Madness,
sure,
one of
right,
this.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to say, okay, we've done this once, now make it better. We're all about continuous
yeah.
improvement, and
right.
I'm gonna enjoy operating this year.
All right. Well, I beg to differ that you're not a developer, because this property is pretty spectacular. Everybody who comes to town that I know, I always tell them to come down. You got to see Circa, see the pool, see the sports book, and they all come back wowed. So you're definitely a developer, but you're also a great operator. So Derek, thanks for the time. It's great to catch up with you, and hopefully we can do it again next year, and we'll get two years under your belt.
There we go. Now we're talking. Good to see you.
Great. Thank
thanks.
You.
Just about every cat I know.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast with thanks again to Konami Gaming. Check out the KonamiGaming.com/LuckyEnvelope for a look at the latest original series on Dimension 49J. To learn more about Derek Stevens and the unique destination that is downtown Las Vegas, visit GGBMagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.